At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Thank you, Luke. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. So, look, the Lions are definitely trying to win now, not as much as some others or not as much as people want to see, but they're clearly also trying to win for a long time. And if you look at their situation and what they have, Brad Holmes has come in and he's drafted extraordinarily well. There's no question about that. He's populated this roster with players that you want to re-sign. And they have, you know, re-signed some of them. Jared Goff, Ali McNeil, Kirby Joseph. But they have four contracts coming up rapidly. Hutch, Jamo, Branch, Laporta. All coming up at the same time. Then they have Jack Campbell, and Jahmyr Gibbs after that. A lot of money is going to be sunk into those players. Down the road, they may want to bring back Terrion Arnold. They got to try and find a way to keep all these guys. And if you are interested in keeping all these guys, and it's clear that they are, and that from a football perspective, it's worth it. You know, you have to be thinking about that if you're trading for a player that has any long-term commitments financially. That's why the possibility of getting Micah, if Micah agreed to just want it out of Dallas and Jerry just wanted to get rid of him and didn't need a contract extension, was attractive. But they found a team that would give him a contract extension. And the Lions couldn't do that without losing a number of these players to pay Micah. But what I find really, really intriguing about what Brad Holmes is doing, and I'm okay with him doing it his way, we've never had a guy draft like this. We've never had somebody that each and every draft, I'm confident he's going to find good players. And his way, I mean, he kind of just got it up and running, right? The last 2 years, they've been a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
In the last 2 years, they've had to pick at the end of the first round.
Yes. But they and he's found players there, and mm-hmm. he's found players in other rounds. I'm really, really intrigued at what this is going to look like over the next decade. Are they going to be atop the NFL and have a chance to win multiple Super Bowls by just doing it this way? Keep repopulating the roster with young, cheaper players, good players, because he can draft. And there might become a time and a place where he can't even resist whatever trade might be out there.
Well, the young cheap. I'm
really curious to see what happens if he does it his way, what this leads to. And I'm okay with sitting back and watching Brad do his thing, because we got a draft ninja.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is that owners hire GMs to do it their way. That's why you hire them. You give them the trust. If you don't, if you undermine that, then that guy's dead in the water. You have to move on to the next one. Or be Jerry Jones and just run the show yourself, because it's not fair. So you look at our GMs in town, and you see that Brad Holmes is cooking. He's revamped the entire roster from the moment he got here. They started to work on it, and now they're reaping the benefits of it. Back-to-back division championships. They went to an NFC championship game. High hopes again this year. And those young, cheap players that they got because they were able to draft and find those players, they turn into players entering the prime years of their career making good money. And you hang on to those guys when you can. But you have to keep recycling and get new guys that are going to be cheaper. And at some point, you have to make tough decisions and let some guys go. The Lions aren't there yet. They don't have to make that tough decision yet. And we'll see how it works in the salary cap world where the cap keeps going up and up and up. Will they be able to maintain this? Are they going to be able to sign all those guys? They might be able to. I don't know. And, you know, the cap is so wildly manipulated beyond my comprehension or anyone's comprehension, frankly, it feels like, that's not involved directly with the cap situation, that they can make things happen because guys restructure and you kick the can further and further down the road. I'm excited about it too. And as much as me as a fan wants to see them go for it, and I want, if that's not the way Brad's going to operate, then I have to live with that because he's the guy who's in charge. Will things change? Like you said, he's not an F them picks kind of guy yet. He might be when the right move comes along. And that move could come along at a trade deadline deal.
It could.
If the Bengals suck, they're going to trade Trey Hendrickson. The Lions are there, and they step up and say, "Yeah, we'll give you, you know, a first and a second, or whatever it's going to take at that point to get him for the remainder, because it's a rental player, a high price to pay for a rental, but it's a move that could put you over the top, or a move like that, acquiring some kind of Pro Bowl player or All Pro player at a trade deadline. That's the thing. That looks great." It clearly isn't his MO to go into the offseason and sign high-priced free agents. He's got his own guys he wants to reward with that kind of money, and we'll see how that works. And it's not, it really isn't any different right now than what Scott Harris is doing with the Tigers. Then people get impatient because we got teased last year. The Tigers were a hell of a lot better than anybody thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Getting into the playoffs, getting into the second round of the playoffs, a hair's breadth of getting to the ALCS, and everybody wants to change what the approach is. Scott Harris has his approach. And if you don't appreciate it, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you can disagree with it. That's fine. And you can have your own opinions on it. But Scott Harris is going to run things the way Scott Harris is going to run things. Steve Yzerman's going to do it the way Steve Yzerman wants. And we got Brad Holmes doing the way thing Brad Holmes wants. I don't want to leave out Trajan Langdon, but we feel like he's doing a pretty good job when you're on the job.
248-539-9797. Here's some feedback that came in. The Packers just paired two top 15 edge rushers and made Gary's life 1,000 times easier. Anyone downplaying this is silly. I don't think anyone is downplaying it. I think it's a pretty big move.
Yeah, I don't know if Gary's top 15, but he's pretty good.
He's pretty good. I probably wouldn't put him top 15. And yet, you know, I mean, I think it does make, sure, Green Bay is a bigger threat now. I don't know that anybody doesn't believe that. They did. I'll be interested to see how they do against the run now, given their offseason, losing T.J. Slayton and Kenny Clark. Lions are not cooked, but Holmes needs to make a bigger move this year than he did. We lost an all-pro center. What position did we get better at? That's from Jared in Kalamazoo. Well, I think they're way better in the secondary with the addition of D.J. Reed and another year of Terrion Arnold. I think that is an improved position group. I think that eventually they'll be better at defensive tackle because of Tyleek Williams added to the – I mean, they need to get Aleem McNeil back. I think the wide receiver spot's going to be better because the players are going to be better than they were a year ago.
I'm really excited to see a rotation that involves Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader, and Tyleek Williams.
Yep.
Really excited about that.
I agree.
I'm not sure if we're ever going to get there and see it because you're talking about perhaps November when McNeil comes back. Reader's had some injury issues over the last few years of his career. And Tyleek is he's a rookie. We'll see what kind of impact he makes. But yeah, I think at its face, it's hard to see that if you think that they've gotten better at any one position group. But I tend to agree with you. I think part of it is because of the maturation of Terrion Arnold and not losing anything with DJ Reed, losing Carlton Davis. Look, I think DJ Reed's just as good. And I like that Terrion Arnold is taking a step forward. The other area, are the receivers better?
Yeah, I think they're going to be better. I think they just by another year of maturity, you're the one calling for a massive season for J-Mo, and yeah. I can see it.
And, I mean, the quarterback room got better with Kyle Allen being the backup.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we hope you don't see him.
248-539-9797. Philip in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, what's going on, Doug? How you doing? What's going on, Gator?
Okay. Hey, Philip!
What's going on, guy? So, look, real quick, and I know you're going to be up against it a little bit, but my problem is with Brad Holmes, and I love Brad Holmes, and I believe in him. I have a problem with his philosophy, because if you're so worried about draft picks, losing players that you drafted that you like, I get it. I understand it. But making moves like this, and I don't necessarily need Micah Parsons. I mean, Za'Darius Smith is still out there. Brad, you are this draft guru. Later on down the line, guess what? You can find another Branch. You can find another Kirby Joseph. You can find another Terry and Arnold. Giving up players or giving up cap space is not so much of an issue if you do what you've been doing all along. I mean, making a move like this is not a hard thing to do. It doesn't make sense. If you are this draft guru, guess what? You can replace those guys that you so well covet. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just interested to see what he's going to do over the course of the next decade, because I think what he has mm-hmm. done to get him here has been like nothing we've seen in our lifetime. So I kind of want to let Brad Holmes do what Brad Holmes wants to do and see what we get out of this, because I don't think it's a flawed plan. But he right. And the other thing about this is that they emphasize.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
And we don't quite know how to process it because we're not in locker rooms and we're not in meetings and we're not in discussions is culture matters to them. And if a player doesn't fit their culture, for whatever reason, they don't want you in the locker room. It's hard to process. I'm not sure what it means.
Not hard to process, but my thing is this. I find that kind of hard. This was only in the line and where it concerns Za'Darius Smith, because he was already there. So I don't think that Za'Darius Smith is that person that doesn't align with their culture. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I was just like making stuff up yesterday, trying to make it make sense, because I don't think want him.
And yeah, I remember that.
And I said, I wonder, Philip, if him saying, if he said to them, I'll come after training camp, I don't want to do all that stuff, if that turned them off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he said that. Let me be clear. I totally
get where you're going.
Yeah, spitballing ideas as to why obvious.
Just to make it make sense.
And Philip, thank you for the phone call. Usually later, when somebody who knows what they're doing, that's competent, tells you the real story, it makes you go, oh, okay, now I get it. But that's just me spitballing. Maybe I don't want to say anything irresponsible.
No, it's a possibility, right? That's a possibility because that's out there. What do we know? He hasn't gone to training camp. But we've heard my entire life. I've heard of players when the veteran players as free agents or even not even free agents, guys are on rosters. Nobody likes training camp, and some of those guys get a little break in training camp if they're veteran players. They will give you a couple weeks off and then come back and
Could you see Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes not wanting a veteran around like that? Because they got Aiden Hutchinson running around there like he's trying to make the roster.
No, I mean, that's a guy who's has to, it's part of his rehab, I guess, he's getting there. But like Taylor Decker, for instance, I don't know how hurt he was to start training camp, but he didn't practice for a while. And it was kind of up in the air when he was going to come back. I wonder if that was one of those allowances. Hey, we trust Taylor to stay in shape. We'll give him a little bit of a break. I don't know if that's what they did or not. So I'm not discounting what you're saying, because I think what you're saying is a real possibility based on how we know what we know about Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, and guys got to love football and all that. I understand that.
I hate the example because I feel like I'm trashing Za'Darius Smith some way.
I'll give you another example, which also feels like it might be trashing, and I don't want to do it, but I'll say it. What if they just don't like him? Like they saw him as a player for half a season with this team.
That's Kang's theory.
And,
I've been saying that the whole time just because we're spitballing, right?
We're spitballing.
Yeah, maybe they just, he's one-dimensional, and that dimension's getting worse because he's getting older. Maybe they want someone to play the run better, set the edge better. And last year, there were desperate times called for desperate measures. They had to call him and make a trade because they had nobody.
Yeah.
And that was it. You know, they immediately cut him after the season. There haven't been really any real talks, I guess, not immediately either, of bringing him back. And maybe his time here is done.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Hey, you heard us talk about the air quality alerts, right? Well, if you're concerned about the air you breathe, contact CGC Home Services. We did, and we have now Aeris Active Pure technology in our house, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. Air or water concerns, contact CGC Home Services. They can help identify and prevent flooded basements and other water-related issues. Choose CGC Home Services and Kinetical for peace of mind. Learn more about their services at 855-339-4242 today. That's 855-339-4242.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.